Rob from the rich. The sun is high above Canary Wharf, high and hot, and looking down on the crowds of people which wait on both sides of the empty road. We are standing there, the three of us, in front of the bank. We are standing there in front of the glass doors, and no one is looking at us. They are all focused on the road, and in the distance I can hear the music and the commentator, and I know that the race is starting soon. I look at our reflections. We all have the same white and orange uniforms, the same caps, the same silver sunglasses. I almost do not recognize the two men beside me, and I think that from a distance people cannot see that I am a woman. Okay, this is it. 10 minutes exactly. Remember your jobs, and remember no real names. I'm Robin, you're Little John, one of the men says to the other. And you're Marion, he says to me, the only woman, and he gives me a quick smile. Little John looks up. The camera is still in position. It can't see us enter or leave. I feel sweat running down my neck. Here he comes. Remember the music, Marion, Robin says. And then the guard is at the door, a short, fat man who looks at us, smiles, and then opens it without a single question. You're quick. The air conditioning only broke this morning. We know, Little John says. We broke it. And the guard's smile disappears. But it's too late. Robin pushes him back into the bank and John follows with the ladders on his shoulders. I can see Robin's gun appear in his hand and then I'm inside too and I pull the door shut. Music, Marion, Robin says. There is no stopping now. So I pull the small stereo from one of the black bags on my shoulder and I press play. Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2 fills the marble stairs. We run up the stairs together, Robin with his gun at the guard's back. Then Little John stops to cover the first camera. He climbs up the ladder in a second and we run into the main room of the bank. It's a large room with oak tables, a dark marble counter and expensive leather sofas. Behind the counter there are two women. Out here, now, I shout at them. To my left I see the short fat man sit down on the floor with his hands on his head. Then Robin runs to the office and kicks open the door. The two women move, but slowly. One of them looks down at the counter, where I know there is a secret alarm. Not if you want to live, I shout. On the sofa! I pull two blindfolds from a bag and cover their eyes. Then I tie their hands, and I look at my watch. 7 minutes, I shout to Little John, and he covers the last camera with plastic.